Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you are listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And because you're tuning in, whenever you're tuning in, I like to think you're here for a reason. I hope that you hear something in the next hour that gives you a new perspective or strikes your curiosity and helps you move forward. As you know, or as you're learning, if you've been listening to the show, we are all connected, all of us. And each one of us has a role to play that affects everyone and everything on the planet. That is your soul purpose. My guest today is psychic medium Lisa Busson. She's here to help us understand our place in the cosmic order. And if you'd like an on-air reading from Lisa to connect with your soul's purpose, please call in at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Lisa will not be doing mediumship readings on this show. These are only for the purpose of helping you get in touch with your soul purpose. If you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, feel free to type in a question for me or for Lisa in the instant feedback box on the right-hand side of the page, and I'll be keeping an eye out for your input during today's show. I will bring Lisa on the air with me in just a minute, but first, please do check out fogcitypsychic.com. That's my website, and that's a great place to get the latest on upcoming classes, radio show happenings, events, and a lot more. And if you're interested in booking a private session with me, I would love to use my intuitive abilities, my gifts of clairvoyance and clairaudience to help you move forward with more clarity and confidence in your life. If you're wondering what's coming up for you in 2012, if you have spiritual gifts that you want to put to use for your highest and best good, if you want to know what's keeping you stuck, feel free to email me and we'll set up a time to look at your questions. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. The next Out of the Fog Salon is on Thursday, February 23rd. I've got one spot left. That is the online gallery reading where everybody on the call gets a reading, and we all honestly have a blast in the process. You can get more information at fogcitypsychic.com. One lone seat left, and it'll go fast. So if that's yours, go over there and snatch it up. When you click the Out of the Fog radio logo on the website, you can listen to past shows, you can find out who's coming up next, and a lot more. This show is also available to you on iTunes. It's really easy to subscribe, and that way you never, ever miss a broadcast. So just go to the iTunes store and search for Fog City Psychic. And now, experiencing spiritual and metaphysical phenomena for nearly five decades, Lisa Busson's messages of hope have touched hearts around the globe. She's internationally known as an ordained minister, spiritual medium, and psychic. Her lifelong experience of connecting with spirit brings peace and assurance to those seeking guidance. Lisa has written countless articles on topics of spirituality, self-help, and awareness. Those articles have been featured on websites in print and as well as on her own personal blog, newsletters, and website. She's made appearances on TV and radio, and she teaches classes on multiple aspects of spiritual growth and development. You can find out more about Lisa and her work at lisabusson.com. Let me spell that for you because you want to go to her website, okay? So it's Lisa, LisaBousson, LisaBousson.com. Lisa, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you. What a wonderful introduction.
Oh,
I feel so important.
Oh, well, you're very important, and I'm so glad you're here. I love your energy. I love connecting with you, and I love the way that you use your gifts to help bring people hope and closure and light, and that is what it's all about, baby. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you're right. I think probably one of the biggest aspects of my work, or why I do my work, is because I know I'm making a difference in people's lives through working with spirit.
Yeah.
And that there, I have found, is my soul purpose.
Uh-huh.
And whether I'm teaching classes or I'm doing a private reading, there's still an element of education in there. You know, because it's very often that spirit comes through and gives you probabilities, but also gives you opportunities to move in or look in different directions, right? So it really opens up your eyes. So, you know, the teacher in me is kind of always there. Yeah.
Well, and the learner, at least in my experience from talking with people, I learn things too. So the people who I work with as an intuitive, they're not just people who I can teach, or students in my classes are not just people I'm teaching. I'm learning from them, and that's part of what makes it so great, is that connection.
Exactly. When I teach my classes, for instance, we have a lot of time, probably a good half hour anyways, out of a two-hour class, where everybody can share their experiences, because everybody can learn from someone else's experience.
Yep.
Now, you know, when I'm doing a private client, with a private client, doing a reading or what have you, you know, it's a little bit different, of course, but there's always that give and take there. It's just like I'm always learning, just like any other teacher is. You know, it's said that the teacher learns just as much as the student does and all that.
Sure.
And I truly find that is the case, you know. It was funny, too, because just recently someone had mentioned a quote that I use often. That is, the teacher teaches what he most needs to learn.
Oh, yes. And isn't that the truth?
Uh-huh. You know, and I can recognize that as someone who, oh, my gosh, every year, you know, I go all over the country, you know, taking classes and trying to increase my awareness and better my spirituality, deepen my spirituality. And there, and that's quite exactly right, you know, because I am continuously learning, you know, from whether people who are more famous or more knowledgeable than I am, or the client.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
There's always that opportunity, you know, so I always tell everybody, keep your eyes open, because when you think you know it all, yeah, forget it.
Now,
God laughs, you know, one of those things? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to be talking today about soul purpose. And we've already got several people calling in for readings from you, mini readings about their soul purpose. We'll talk to Susan, and we'll also talk to Margot after our first break. So hang in there, guys. Can you let me know, how do you define the soul? What do you mean when you say soul?
Right. The soul to me is what God has created, all right? This is your being made up of energy. This is your energy, I guess your own little vortex, that's going to stay with you throughout all your incarnation. That does not change. It might grow, it might expand, but it can't be, I guess, snuffed out, I guess you'd say, right? So this is your soul. It's who you are. That's who you are. You're not just this physical incarnation that you're carrying around. And for that, I say thank God. thank God I get a chance to be a tall, blonde, leggy, you know, big busted gal, you know, instead of this short little, you know, pear shape I am, I would say. You know, so the soul to me is your, first and foremost, your identity.
Mm-hmm.
Your identity.
Well, and we've got just a couple minutes here before we go to break. As we start to look at the soul purpose, when we're talking about soul purpose, do we decide our soul purpose before we come in?
No. That work is done by God.
Aha.
You see, and actually, Neil Donald Walsh really wrote it best, probably put it the most where most people could understand it in the book's Conversation with God. You know, everything was created all at once. And throughout all your incarnations, you'll be a reflection back to God of why he created you as a soul, all right? Mm-hmm. The purpose being God wants to experience through you, right? Mm-hmm. He loosely, mind you. Now, God wants to experience himself through you experiencing.
Ah.
Okay?
And so when we refuse to experience, we're kind of throwing things off the rails a little bit.
Oh, you sure are. You sure are. And, you know, I'll get into that probably a little bit later. We have a little time to get into a break soon. But I would like to speak about that, how spirit just kind of gives you a little kick in the keister when you're off your path. Yeah. It's happened to me a few times. Yeah, it's not a fun situation to be in, but it makes a lot of sense. It really does.
Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Lisa Busson. We're learning about how we can get kicked in the keister by the Almighty if we don't follow through with our soul purpose. When we come back after this short break, we'll connect with Susan and we'll connect with Margot. We'll be back right after this. Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog. Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is spiritual medium and psychic Lisa Busson. We're talking about your soul's purpose, and Lisa has volunteered her services to do a few mini readings for us on the air to people who are interested in getting her intuitive impression of their soul's purpose. So Lisa, before we talk with Susan, who's our first caller, can you say a little bit, as you connect with Susan, how is it that you perceive someone's soul purpose? What are you looking at? What's that like for you?
Well, I suppose it's sort of like there's a couple things that go on. I'm tapping into the Akashic Records, all right, which is like a cosmic library, I guess you'd say, that contains information about everyone's past, present, and future. But at the same time, I'm kind of tuning, actually I'm working with Jesus, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. I hear, he tells me I'm looking at the grander picture, and that's when I know that I'm looking at like an oversoul or a soul purpose here, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, when he says, look at the grander picture, and that's what that means to me. So through Jesus, you know, through deity and through Akashic Records.
Excellent. Okay. Well, are you ready to connect with Susan?
I already have.
Well, oh my gosh. All right, well then, you got it all under control.
Hi,
so Susan, who's been waiting patiently.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
All right, well, Susan.
Hi. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Susan. Oh no, I think we're cutting in and out.
But that's okay. Oh. Lisa, tell me what you've got for Susan.
Okay, the first thing that I was told is, you're the healing hands. And I heard this from Jesus. He said, you are the healing hands. So, and it looks like to me, I'm looking like through Akashic Records, past, present, and future, and I'm seeing you as either a nurse or a nursemaid or something like that, all right? Now, I'm also being told that you're taking care of parents and grandparents, and it always seems, he's also telling me that you're the mother. So it always seems like you're always in service to other people, which is great. That is just fabulous. That's what you're supposed to be doing. But I'm hearing sometimes you treat or help others at your own detriment, and there's a karmic lesson in there, not realizing your own value. Right? You know, that old saying goes, you know, you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of someone else. It's really true in this instance here. I'm being told that there's some back issues with you, some spinal issues. And I feel like it's lifting problems or something like that. But I feel like this is from years back. Now, there's, you know what, this is funny because it's kind of turning into a regular reading. I just said I wouldn't do that. There's either a father or father-in-law here in spirit. He's here in my office with me, and he's just saying thank you to you. He's saying thank you. It's almost like for assisting and helping, and he says being the ears for me. Yeah, so I feel like you did a lot of help for him, controlling things around him towards the end. Does that make sense, Susan?
Okay. Do you see anything about a relocation, trying to start my life over, and money?
Well, Right now, the only thing I'm hearing right now is about the sole purpose of you taking care of yourself. It's almost like you're on hiatus now. It's time for you to take care of yourself. So this would be health, all right? So make sure you pay attention to those little twinges or little aches or whatever little things that you're feeling in your physical body. Because now it's time for you to take care of yourself, all right? If someone asks you to help them, saying yes is fine, but don't put yourself second, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah, so hopefully that helped you, dear.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. Blessings.
Thank you, Susan.
You're very
many
welcome, dear. Blessings to you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So I was listening as you did that reading, and what I'm hearing is that our sole purpose, it's sort of cumulative. Does that make sense? That you were bringing in issues for her that came in not just from this incarnation, but from past incarnations. And it's, okay, what's a good way to ask this question? Is our soul's purpose to continually progress? Do we grow and grow and grow and grow? Or are there times for us when that's not what we're here to do?
Okay. Let me put this way. There is never an incarnation where we don't have our soul purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What you're actually talking about is whether there's karma there. You know, you could be born in with karmic lessons, or you could be born dharmic, which means you have no karmic lessons, but you're here to serve other people, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so yes and no. You're always here with that soul purpose, but if you feel like slacking off and not working, you know what? A lot of times, as I said earlier, your guides will come in and try to push you to that avenue where you know you're supposed to be. And if that doesn't work, and if you still put it off and ignore that calling, I suppose it really is a wasted life. So why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
There has to be some kind of purpose.
Right.
You know, what a waste that would be. You know, if you don't feel like you're fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. You know, throughout all your incarnations, your main purpose, irregardless of what that specific purpose is, your purpose is to serve others. All right? So whether you're a doctor or you're a ditch digger or whether you're a mechanic or whether you're a ballet dancer, you are there doing that work to serve other people. Right?
Right.
So, you know, when you see these million-dollar movie stars, they're there to serve people. And you think, well, it's all entertainment. It's just for fun. But for some people, that's their life. You know, that's how they get enjoyment, is by going to those shows. So you need someone to do that, right?
Right.
So you know, even in that instance, they're there to help other people bring joy to their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what better thing could you have than that? Oh, my gosh, honestly. You know, I'm a joy spreader. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't it be awesome to be a joy spreader? That'd be great. You know,
yeah.
Everybody around you is happy. Good for you. You know, but so anyways, I would say to fulfill that soul purpose, you can try to avoid it, but it's going to find you. I really do feel like it's going to find you.
Now, how can we begin to recognize our own soul's purpose? You're helping a couple people out on the show, but how can we start to recognize what our purpose is?
Right. There's like three or four bullet points that I had written down that made a lot of sense to me, that probably, I'm sure, it will touch your listeners as well. Now, each one of us has a specific talent, has a specific gift, all right? Now, your gift could be singing, your gift could be accounting, your gift could be surgery, whatever, you know? And you might say to yourself, well, I learned that. Yeah. But are you not trying to perfect that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way. And I'm not, you know, when you look at your life and you say, this is what I'm good at, a lot of people will hold back thinking, oh, I'm being egotistical,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm bragging about myself. No, not really. If you're stating a fact, you're stating a fact. Right? This is what I'm good at. Maybe I need help in these other areas, but this is what I'm good at.
Right.
So that's one way. That's one way to possibly see a soul purpose.
Okay.
Then there's others that have struggled through maybe a tragedy or some kind of huge life-altering event, but then they're now helping others change their lives through that same type of event.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So in other words, you know, they're kind of teaching through a life lesson, which is lovely, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So those are, you know, a couple of the ways. There's some more. There's always one that, and this is one that I've put in my, one of my meditations in my book that's being published right now, is if there were no money restrictions and no holds barred, no obligations, what would you do with your life?
Wow.
What would you be doing?
Huh.
You know? That answer right there is, hello, baby. You know what? This is what you're here for. Because your answer is always going to be something that you absolutely love doing.
Yep. Yeah. And it also frees you from all the ways that we stop ourselves. Oh, I wish I could do X, but no, nobody would believe me. No, I could never make a living at that. No, I'm not really that talented. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, these are wonderful. These are wonderful tips about how we can begin to connect with our soul's purpose. We are about to connect with the commercial break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. When we come back, my guest, Lisa Busson, will connect with Margot, who's been holding on from California. We'll talk about Margot's soul purpose, and we'll talk a little bit more about how we can help ourselves move into alignment so that we can live the lives we're really meant to be living. We'll be right back after this. Crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I was getting ready to sing. I was going to sing, so I'm glad.
I was waiting for say.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm the extremely professional Karen Hager. My guest is the also very professional Lisa Busson. She is an ordained minister, a spiritual medium, a psychic. She's an author. She's got a new book coming out. We'll talk a little bit about that. She teaches on all kinds of spiritual topics, mediumship development, telepathic communication, classes for intuitive children, all kinds of stuff. And you can find out more about Lisa and her work at lisabusson.com. That's LisaBousson.com. So Lisa, welcome back. We were talking about soul purpose and how we can connect with our soul purpose. And one of your gifts, one of the things that you do for people from all over the world who contact you is help them get in touch with their soul purpose. And if it's okay with you, I'd love to connect us with Margo from California. Are you ready to take Margo's call?
Yes.
Okay. So Margo from California, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, Margo.
Hi.
Are you ready for what Lisa has to say to you?
Yes.
It'll be good. It'll be all good. Don't worry.
Yeah. Good. Okay. As soon as I heard your voice, I heard knock, knock, knock. I almost feel like you're at the precipice. You're about ready to jump off. Yay, good for you. Now, what I'm feeling is, and what I'm hearing is your life is about to take the right turn. Get it? The right turn? Yeah. I feel like I've been walking through sludge for a while. I'm trying to pull my feet up out of this mud, and I'm having difficulty walking forward. I know I have to go there, but I'm liking this mud. Maybe I'm dragging my feet. Now, I do see you doing a lot of talking. I suppose maybe whether you're professional or not, I do feel like the talking that I'm hearing you're doing is more professional, almost like a counseling type session, you know? You're a wonderful shoulder. You're a wonderful shoulder, I'm hearing. Not necessarily to cry on, but you're very good at picking through the rubble to find the facts. Do you understand that?
Yes, yes, everything.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is this is right around the corner. So quit, get yourself out of that mud. You know, quit dragging your feet in this mud. It's really kind of like sucking you dry. And whether this is a work situation right now, which maybe, or just like whatever it is, something's holding you back. As soon as you say, I'm just going to go for it, you know, forget the fear, just jump at it. It's almost like Jesus is showing me the Grand Canyon. And I'm seeing you taking like a running leap off the edge of a great big high cliff. All right?
Okay.
And you just say, oh, the heck of it, I'm just going to go. And so what I'm hearing is, yes, just jump at it. You will be surprised how easy, I'm hearing, your transition is going to be to get you into the right place. Now, what I'm hearing is all the cards will fall into place. and you'll know where you're supposed to go one step at a time. It's almost like I'm seeing dominoes falling, but these are cards. They're all hearts, mind you. So this is what you're doing is you're working from the heart, okay? And I'm being told that little by little, card by card, as it falls, you'll know your purpose and you'll follow that pathway. Oh, my gosh, how wonderful for you. Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Now, I'm hearing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So you better get moving within 3 months, honey.
Oh,
all right?
Okay.
Get moving within 3 months because whatever you're doing needs to, it's been put off way too long.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Really? And I really feel like it's self-doubt. You know, I was where you are. It's hard to trust, you know, is the money going to be there? You know, how am I going to pay my bills? And I've been there, so I know you can do it, all right?
Yeah.
With determination and your, like, I'm not going to fail attitude, you'll succeed, I can guarantee it.
Wonderful.
And are you saying, are you saying this should have manifested for me, like, earlier?
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, but you're holding yourself back. Now, what I was just told is this needs to be put into place, at least the act of working on this, working toward this by Easter. Because I'm seeing this time of year is very important for you. I'm seeing Easter eggs, so I know that right around Easter, whenever that is this year, it's going to be very, very important for your journey. Yeah, very important.
Yeah, because I was thinking about, I haven't been working in my field for a couple years, and I was thinking about volunteering at a nonprofit. But see, it's like right now I just got a part-time job, totally not in my field, but it's something, right? But,
right. And you feel like you're walking through sludge, don't you?
Yeah. Do you think I'll be able to volunteer and still keep afloat?
Okay, I'm hearing yes and no. You may have to juggle schedule for a little bit. Like you won't be able to. I'm hearing you won't be able to volunteer like 3 or 5 days a week, but one or two evenings or on a Saturday or something like that. Now, I'm seeing like Habitat for Humanity for you, like houses being built up. So I really feel like either you're counseling the poor or counseling somebody who's been hit with some kind of devastation. Okay.
Yeah, this was, like, what I was interested in is it's a legal nonprofit that they specialize in helping kids.
Okay, great.
Oh, so that's
great.
That was the place that I was planning on doing it once a week. Do you think that I'd be able to get a full-time job back in my career, like, without doing that, or...
Well, it depends upon if your career is you're able to counsel people. You know, you have to be able to talk with them.
Yeah, right? That's my career.
Okay, yeah, good. Then absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. Because
wonderful.
I almost feel like the tides have changed. You know, like the employment is going up. So I do feel like you're going to find your home.
Good.
Margo, thank you so much for calling the show. I'm glad to know
thank
you're
you,
about
baby.
To take that jump. So, all right.
Bye-bye, Margo.
Thank you very much. Things got very weird there, but Margo, we love you, and thank you for calling the show. Now, Lisa, for people who want to connect with you for a soul purpose reading, you've got a very special giveaway thing going on. Can you say a little bit about that?
Oh, are you talking about the one on Facebook?
I'm talking about the 30-minute soul purpose reading for
people. Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. I have a lot of little freebies going on right now.
And I don't know what's on Facebook. You should tell people where that is, too.
Well, on my Facebook business page, I have a free reading coming up. So it's a free half-hour reading, which is cool. And that's just a regular reading. You know, I'm talking to deceased loved ones and whatnot. But so anyway, I was working on that today, so that's probably what popped in my mind first. Yes. So I will give one lucky person a 30-minute free, and whether it's locally or over the phone, that's fine, soul purpose reading. And we'll go into the Akashic Records, and if you're having difficulty, why or where that difficulty originated from, and then look at how you could have maneuvered around it. Normally, it's because you were too bullheaded and you wanted to do it your way.
Uh-huh.
And that's usually what happens. You know, I understand that. And So then if you're facing those same type of dilemmas in this breath of life, how we can get you back on track, all right? And that's the important part. And you'll be given probabilities, you know, certain outcomes, and then probabilities for success, or, you know, and how you're going to travel about those certain pathways, you know, to get what you really need out of life and what you want, right? Right. That's huge.
So yeah. how can people enter to win that free 30-minute soul purpose reading with you?
Okay. Anybody who signs up for either the Facebook business page, which is Lisa Bazan, Thomas Psychic and Spiritual Medium, or signs up for my monthly newsletter, which they can find on my website, within the next 3 days. So we're looking at, like, by midnight Saturday. All those people who sign up are going to be automatically entered into that drawing. And then I will let the winner know Sunday morning.
Great.
All right? Yep. So either probably through email, or if it's on Facebook, I'll just Facebook message them.
Great. Okay. So now, if you want to try to win a half hour, 30-minute soul purpose reading with Lisa Bazan, the value of that is $60 for 30 minutes of her time. You need to register at lisabazan.com, or you need to find her on Facebook. Search for Lisa Bazan, comma, what did you say, spiritual medium?
Lisa Bazan, comma, psychic and spiritual medium.
Psychic and spiritual medium. And check her out.
Right.
Now, her newsletter has actual value. You've got great stuff in your newsletter, because there's all kinds of stuff in there. It's not just advertising. You're talking about what you're reading, what you're thinking, what you're doing. I love your newsletter. So it's worth it to go over there and sign up for Lisa's newsletter. Now, we're about to take a short break. When we come back, Lisa, I want to talk to you a little bit about how we can move into alignment and how that changes our lives. Okay. Because we have free will, because we can choose to follow through once we realize that we're not living into our purpose, I'm going to ask you about how we can make that change. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back.
Are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. Joining me on the Love Train today is my guest, a psychic. She's a spiritual medium, ordained minister, author, teacher, and just kind of all around fabulous, Lisa Busson from lisabusson.com. Now, Lisa, right before the break, we were starting to talk about what people can do to bring themselves, to start to bring themselves into alignment with their purpose. What can we do?
Well, I think probably the most efficient and the most deep, meaningful way to go about doing this is actually, and this might sound kind of silly, maybe not to your readers or listeners, is meditation. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, meditation, because it puts you in a state of receptivity. You know, instead of always trying to think things through and always trying to direct the moment, you're actually letting things come to you, spirit come to you and help you, right? Mm-hmm. I know it's a huge change, you know, at the beginning of 2008 when the recession hit and hundreds of clients would come to me and say, you know, what am I doing here? I can't find a job. And it probably 9.9% of the time out of 10 is the answer. You're being given an opportunity to change your life. And if deep down you can find the courage to at least try, you can put yourself on the path that you were supposed to be all along. It's when you butt your head up against the wall trying to do the same stuff that you've always been doing because you don't know any better. That's what you've been trained to do. That you're finding difficulties, you know? So my urging is really to take your blinders off. This is an opportunity. What we're going through now is globally. It's an opportunity to change your life, to be who you were meant to be in the first place,
right?
And for so many people, that's so foreign because we're taught that, you know, we have to go to college, we have to, you know, provide for our, you know, and if we don't, we won't be able to provide for our families. And, you know, honestly, I am truly a proponent for college education, but I'm not saying that, you know, if you're some hotshot lawyer and if you want to go pick flowers all day in a gardening center, if that's what brings you joy,
mm-hmm.
then do it.
Yep. You know? Well, and the other thing about that habit of meditation, Lisa, is that it encourages you to expect help, to expect to open yourself up and understand that help is given to you, that information is given to you, that guidance is given to you. And I think for a lot of us who are butting our heads up against the walls, we're too busy hitting ourselves in the head to look for help, to wait for that
exactly.
answer, to connect with spirit.
Right, when you're trying to control the moment,
mm-hmm.
because you're trying to control it, and you really don't realize how helpful spirit can be for you.
Right.
But most of us here, you know, we try to dictate where we want to go. You know, we hate losing that control, and it's very frightening. I understand that. I've been there.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just have to punt. You know, you just got to punt.
Mm-hmm. Well, I loved what you said to Margo about stepping off the edge. My sense is that when she steps off the edge, it'll turn out to be a trick. You know, she can walk carefully on solid ground. You know what I mean? You just have to take that step
yeah.
off the edge. It's a trick. it's just a backdrop of the Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh. Now, well, I saw her kind of as a, was it Tigger with a springy tail? Yeah, that's awesome.
That's great. Now, people can connect with you through your website at lisabusson.com. You've got some great classes coming up, and I'd love to know also about your book. I want to read the book. When can I read the book?
It'll probably be out by this summer sometime. Mm-hmm. We're editing and re-editing and re-editing. And, you know, I'm in that kind of place right now. So probably by the summer it will be out. And it is called The Lessons of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who's the most surprised when I say I work with Jesus. Because I feel kind of like hypocritical because I've never, I'm not a churchgoer. So... Yeah, so the book's coming out, and that's all about lessons that I learned from Jesus through meditations and stuff like that. And classes, oh my gosh, I've got beginning and advanced mediumship workshops coming up, as well as Reiki classes coming up. I do have, and I think you mentioned it earlier, the Psychic Kids and Intuitive Children, where I focus on the child, letting the child know that they're not alone in this scary scenario, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes, especially kids, they're like little antennas, they attract spirit because they're so open.
That's right.
But then it scares them. So, yeah, we work through that. That's what that, so there's, there's just tons of activities. And if the listeners would go to the calendar page of my website, they can just click on all the links and you can pick up all the information about all the different classes and actually lessons and freebies because we do book club and a lot of different things. Very busy on this side of Michigan.
Yes, that's right. And you're located in southeastern Michigan, same neck of the woods as I am.
Yep.
As we come to the end of the program, I'm wondering what's the most important thing you want people to know today? What do they need to hear about their soul purpose?
That you don't have to live a life of frustration and sadness and feeling as though you don't fit in. You don't have to live there. When you're in a position in your life that no longer fits, the worst thing that you can do is to stay there. Mm-hmm. But, being in those shoes, I stayed there too for over a year when I knew I should have left. Quite a few times I did that.
Yep.
And that really is, and I want to say it's bad for your soul growth. Of course it is. But sometimes that's not enough impetus to get people to move past their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But in doing so, I think, as little steps become made aware of along the way, they realize how strong they actually are. If you were to see the end result, and you would look at it and say, oh, my God, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. But given one step at a time, at the end result, you can look back and say, wow, look what I've accomplished. Look what I've done. Because it was given to me one little step at a time.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
So your life isn't going to change immediately. But you can start working at it. And that's so empowering, that you're moving in the right direction.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I would love to have you back on when the book comes out. And I know you're fighting a terrible cold, and I appreciate you battling through all of that to get to us today. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it, as always, Karen.
Yes, me too. See, who's got the best job in the world? We do. So thank you, Lisa, very much. That was ordained minister, spiritual medium, teacher, author, everything else, Lisa Busson. And you can find out more about Lisa and her work at lisabusson.com. That's LISABOUSSON.com. Sign up for her good newsletter. And maybe you will be the person who wins that 30-minute soul reading with Lisa. Now, that's about all the time we have for today. Would you go over to FogCityPsychic.com and click on everything? You can book a reading. You can sign up for my not-so-monthly newsletter. You can get the scoop on upcoming classes. Oh, one spot left. I haven't checked email, but I hope it's still there. I think there's still one spot left in the February 23rd, Out of the Fog Salon. That's the online gallery reading. A lot of fun. Everybody who's there gets a reading, and it's great. I love it. You can also find out what's coming up on the radio show and much, much more. And if you have a second, would you please like Fog City Psychic on Facebook? I use that page to update people with what's happening on classes and the show. And I also post, I don't know, wacky stuff about how I, ate an entire box of Conversation Hearts for Valentine's Day, all that kind of stuff. You can connect with me on Facebook and you'll know what I'm eating for Valentine's Day. That is at Facebook.com/Fog City Psychic. Facebook.com/Fog City Psychic. Now, next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be Suzanne Northrup. You know her as an author, an expert in paranormal phenomena, and an acclaimed psychic medium. I cannot wait to sit down with her, and I hope you join us. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading just a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
Been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.